back on Downtown. Time for Message in the Bottle, featuring Eric Meehan's favorite band.
Hey, have you ever tried really reaching out for
I say that like it's a bad thing, and I have to confess that I enjoy bread myself quite a bit.
Don't tell Maynard. Don't tell Maynard and Company that I cheat on them with bread.
How are you, sir?
Well, I'm calmer now, aren't I? I mean, my. So to give people out there a glimpse into my Tuesday routines, I wake up and I always think I need to get Rich my song selection for the day, and the looks I got from my daughter as I'm filtering through Bread's greatest hits. She thought Daddy was maybe sick, maybe a little sick.
Oh,
it's not that there's anything wrong with Bread. Again, you know, bear in mind, folks, if you're a Bread fan, which is a different song, then that's cool. I just listen to slightly more aggressive music, as you may have deduced over the years. So Nella was worried about Dad, and I mean, she should be for any number of reasons, but that was simply me trying to be clever. Because folks, Bread will be talking about cooking with booze this month. This is the cooking with booze month, and indeed, Carrie and Rich, and in fact, Nella currently are in front of pieces of bread that I provided for them. Which is made with beer. So we'll get into that in a sec. But before I get into that, just before I got on the phone with you, gentlemen, I got to say, I was watching something unholy on my Facebook feed wherein a woman was putting hot dogs in buns with ketchup and relish. First of all, I don't know how you feel about ketchup on hot dogs.
No,
not my thing. And then putting it all in a waffle iron.
What?
And I... The heading of the posting was, "You've been eating hot dogs wrong," which surprised me. And I figure the only way that I could be eating hot dogs wrong is that I'm not stuffing them in my face 50 at a clip and earning massive amounts of money to do it, which is a feat of man that I'll never understand. That baffles me to this day. But yeah, I would venture to say to whomever posted that no, indeed, I've been eating hot dogs correctly, and whatever Dante Inferno seventh level of hell that you created with that waffle iron and ketchup, and no, you're eating hot dogs.
Yeah, that's just not right.
The strangest thing I've ever seen in my life. Speaking of, I mean, just, you know, I like food. I really like food. Obviously, we're going to be talking about food this whole month, and to see abominations like that really kind of pushed the envelope for me. Anyway, hope everybody out there is well and getting vaccinated. I think we're down, to like age 19 now that anybody can go, so go. So, cooking with booze. We'll be talking about beer this week, and then we'll talk about all the various boozes that I can think of. Of course, I tend to focus on the ones that we can sell, which sort of leaves out a lot of the higher alcohol stuff. But we can certainly talk about that in general, you know, general means. Cooking in general, to take people back to my earliest days, and this does connect with cooking with booze. It can be intimidating to cook, just in general. And I get that. And sometimes for people, cooking can mean all forms of cooking. Sometimes it can mean, well, I'll you know, saute something, but I won't bake something, or, you know, which, by the way, today's recipe is meant to destroy. Today's recipe of beer bread is one of the first things that I was like, wait a minute. I actually put flour and some other things together and created, you know, a baked product. It was like, wow, okay, cool. But cooking can be intimidating, and I get that. My first experience, we'll talk more about cooking with wine next week, but my first oops experience was when I was, it was my early days of singing. For those of you who don't know, I used to be an opera singer, a classical singer. And I was singing with the Glimmerglass Opera, which is where I met my wife. And I was at my parents' summer place, but I was alone. They had a little cabin up in Cooperstown where Glimmerglass is. And I decided, well, I'm going to start to cook for myself because I can't eat out every night. I mean, not only is that unhealthy and expensive, but also Cooperstown is not like a lively place with tons of restaurants or anything like that. You have Sal's Pizza, and then you probably have like the Chinese place, and that's it. So I decided I'm going to cook, and I'm going to cook some fish. And I got myself a piece of salmon at the supermarket. And I said, well, people marinate pieces of meat, fish, probably, right, and wine. And my mom, and I love you, Mom, if you're listening. My mom is not a real specialist in cooking. Back then, no one was. I mean, honestly, up until like Mark Bittman and Anthony Bourdain and Emeril Lagasse, and unless you were tuned into like Julia Child and Jacques Pepin, you really were like a cook that was born of a generation that came out of the World War II era of frozen foods, etc., which we'll get into a little bit more next week when we talk about wine. But like, we had like leftover red cooking wine, and I said to myself, self, I'm going to marinate this salmon in this wine. This is where Sal's Pizza came into play. I was smart enough, even at that age, my nose was good enough to, and my eyes were good enough to say, once I looked at that purple piece of salmon sitting in my fridge, that I probably shouldn't cook and consume it because it probably wouldn't taste good at all. So Sal's Pizza was consumed that evening, as a matter of fact. But my point is, cooking is hard. You know, sort of figuring out what the tastes are going to be. And that's ultimately what you're doing. You're trying to figure out if I add booze to this or if I add anything to this, cherries, chocolate, whatever, is it going to change the flavor profile? And indeed, it probably will. So tonight, we're doing beer bread. It's the recipe that we've had at the store. And if you're interested, it's posted on our website and our Facebook page, and you can get it at the store. Obviously, beer has a lot of parallels to baking. It's similar ingredients, easily blends together into baked goods. It's the third most popular beverage in the world after water and tea, so the likelihood is you've got some hanging around. You can use Budweiser. You can use better stuff. It doesn't matter. Tonight, the bread we're talking about has essentially a good main version of Budweiser. It's Pepperell Pils from Bandit Brewing down in Biddeford. But essentially, it's a Czech style pils. It's a nice crispy pils, and you throw that in there with the other five ingredients. Very easy recipe, and you can make delicious bread. So, you know, it's beer is fantastic. Like we'll get into the other ones, but good beer, and basically all beer these days, because bad beer tends to explode in cans and bottles. I mean, this is the truth. Like, there's no greater test of whether a brewer is worth their metal than shards of glass or exploding cans in retail outlets. If you can't, and even to, I guess came up with someone yesterday. Oh, I'm starting a brewery. Are you? How novel! Because apparently we've become the state with most per capita breweries. By the way, that's the latest report. And I said, well, my first admonition is cleanliness, cleanliness, cleanliness. If you're not sterile and your beer is not, you know, ooh, you're going to make a lot of enemies really fast. And beer is ancient, and it's no wonder that it's part of the process of making food. I mean, the beer is first quoted in the Code of Hammurabi, right? That's ancient Mesopotamia. We're talking a long time ago, folks. It's been around. It's made out of cereals, the same sort of cereals. And when I say cereals, I mean grains, right? So when we became, you know, we went from hunter-gatherer to farmer, we started growing grains. And as I don't need to remind anybody who listens to this program and this segment in particular, people like to get their drink on. And when people found out that you could ferment grains and get your drink on, oh, game on, folks. So it was around for a long time. Of course, the Germans, the Germans, they were the ones who codified it with the Reinheitsgebot. That was in 1516, I believe, if memory serves. And that was basically the law that said that beer needed to be made out of water and yeast and barley, like and grains. Like, don't be adding weird stuff, which other cultures did because they might not have had those things accessible, but Germany codified it. So when you throw a Pilsner like this into a recipe, you kind of know what's going to come out. It's not going to be vastly different from any brewery to brewery to brewery, unless, of course, they don't practice sanitation, like we just mentioned. And the sugars in the beer help become part of the sugars that you need in the final product. So it's just a wonderfully easy transition from having a beer to cooking with beer. So I encourage anybody out there, again, my daughter is out there on the couch right now happily munching on a piece of this bread.
It's delicious,
alcohol,
by the way.
Yeah. The alcohol cooks away, folks, by the way, so don't be calling like the child protectors, okay? So and you gentlemen are enjoying it as well. Good. So take your first step into baking if you haven't by making a simple loaf of beer bread. Recipes can either be found, like I said, through us or simply Google beer bread. There's, of course, I basically stole my recipe anyway. So, and then next week, as I said, we'll talk about wine and cooking with wine. I don't know exactly what I'm going to try to get those gentlemen over at the studio, but we'll try and figure something out and keep getting the vaccine so that eventually I can actually be back in the studio with these guys and enjoying these baked products together. In the meantime, I'm sure I'm out of time. So everybody, we're done with Downtown Bangor, downtown Destination Downtown for this month. It'll be back starting next month. But do check out the interview I did with the technical director of Bertani. It was fabulous. The man is awesome. It's on YouTube. You can get it through our Facebook page as well. And come in and buy the Bertani wines. They're on special all this month. So, yeah, and I'll talk to you next week.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to watching the interview. Thank you again. The bread was delightful. The pepperel pilsner to wash it down made it perfect.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Eric, we'll see you next week. Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company.